Blog Talk Radio.
I can relate to the Hulk. I mean, I've never been in a fight. But the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a five-year-old.
This is where the white trash part comes.
Can I interest you with some sex?
You banging cars? I'm gonna talk shit about you.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
I got a bomb square.
Square.
I can't even talk.
He said square.
Stuttered.
You just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. Tim did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your fine-ass mama back on the phone.
You know what your shirt's made out of? Boyfriend material.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. We're 30 minutes late, but it is Sunday, and this is the AA meeting. I'm Adam, and with me, as always, is Conor McGregor's newest boxing coach. What is up, Arlo?
Oh, I can only wish I could be part of that 100 million. What up, big dog?
Not much, man. It's been crazy, especially this weekend, dude. We survived the storms last night. We didn't blow away, although half of Tulsa did.
Dude, it's unreal. Did I tell you, did you take any pictures when you were up there?
We didn't go through the hit areas.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I did.
See, what Arlo's referring to is I went to Walker Stalker Con yesterday and today, and it was fun, man. I'm glad we went. I've got to admit, though, it wasn't as big as I would have thought.
That's what she said, huh?
Every time. But she still does shamble afterwards. Oh, I shouldn't have said that anyway. Oh, I'm in trouble. Sorry, honey.
About to say.
But yeah, now it was in the Cox Business Center, the Tulsa Convention Center, and we went in there, and I was kind of nervous because we took the kids, and my son loves to play zombie games, but mm-hmm. he does still get scared. I mean, he's a six-year-old.
It was you getting scared.
Why you gotta out me, dude? And tell all my secrets. But yeah, we went in there and he did really well, but it just wasn't as big as I thought it would have been. It was still nice. Funny story, I ran into the guy who played Merle.
What?
And Yondu.
Yeah.
We were sitting there looking at one of these booths, and he bumped into me. And I mean, it wasn't like nothing like cool, like, hey, man, I heard about your podcast or anything good thing awesome or mind-blowing like that. But him and his handler, the person that escorts him from A to B to get him, he was on his way to the main stage so that he can do an interview for the crowd.
That's
and
cool.
He bumped into me. He's like, oh, sorry, man. I was like, dude, you can bump into me anytime. That's awesome. And so I am cheesy, dude. And but yeah, and then he's like, all right, man. So he went on there and he gave his interview, and it was pretty awesome. He's really funny.
Hey, real quick, the number here is 918-973-0377.
You bet. What Arlo's referring to is if you didn't miss last week, we found an alternate source to handle our calls and communication and feedback with you folks who listen to the show live. Our new phone number is 918-973-0377. You can call or text, and we'll, if you text, we'll read those messages on the air. We have also got an email address, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. You can find our Facebook page, YouTube, or even on Twitter. You just search for AA Meeting Podcast. You can't miss us. But yeah, like Arlo was saying, man, Tulsa got rocked last night, and fortunately I wasn't there for it. So but man, my phone kept going off with those emergency alerts.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten them before, but there was an Amber Alert on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Some crackheads went missing and abducted their kid after losing the parental rights to their kid. And so they did an Amber Alert, and then they did these weather alerts. And the bad part was that I had just gotten my daughter a phone this past week, and it kept going off, and I forgot about her phone.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting there at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I kept hearing that. And me and the wife's checking our phones.
That's just his normal noise when he's wanting something.
It sounded like Sling Blade's O face.
Jeez Louise.
And so man, that drove us nuts for like 20 minutes.
But, I bet.
Walker Stalker Con was great. It was fun. How are you doing? You look like you're frantically tapping away over there on your phone.
Dude, I am trying to get everything caught up that I should have got here about 15 minutes earlier than when I got here, but that's all right. Dude, I am slacking like unreal. About to go live on Facebook for everybody. It's going to be live.
I've got to turn on our lights so people can see our beautiful faces.
Live with Arlo and
much better
Buffalo Richmond.
Oh God! No, I don't have the lipstick on today. Goodbye, horses. But you really did put that, you asshole.
Let's see here. I'm so cheesy.
Yeah, you are, Arlo.
I don't even
go ahead
care.
And put your fine ass mama on the phone.
Put your fine ass mama. But it's so great that it's part of the entrance now. Oh, let's just set this bad boy right here.
We're going to have to put that on a t-shirt. I think that'll be among our first shirts. Is put your fine ass mama.
Put your fine ass. Yes, there's a
yeah.
That's a toast. That's a toast.
I'm toast to that energy drink. Toxic caffeine.
Man, you know my phone has been acting stupid lately. Don't tell me who's watching right now. Hey, Birdo's watching. What's up, big dog?
Big shout out to Birdo from Fight Book MMA. You guys got to check out his Facebook page, his Facebook group, as well as his website. There's a lot of cool stories that come out, and there's some good memes too. I laugh my butt off, especially this past week of all the stuff. Fight Book MMA, Birdo. He's a great guy.
See, I'm starting to wonder if it's like people I don't know that's watching.
Well, don't worry about it. Well, I'm so vain, man.
Well, eat shit. I don't even care what I'm talking tonight.
You're supposed to put that stuff in like Sahara before you tell me, so I don't.
I'll tell you to your face. I don't need I don't need no goofy ass app to tell me something.
Well, just like Arlo's Facebook live stream, there's that Sahara or Sarah.
Hey, we forgot. Yeah, you did have your experience with it this
week. I did.
How did it go?
So we crapped on this thing. For like a good 20 minutes last week on our show.
What's up, Brooke?
Keep going. Neither of us really saw the point of any validity in this kind of a thing. So we did. I went ahead. You know what? Screw it. I'm curious. I keep seeing all my friends doing that. No, not like that. That's not why I'm setting funny. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've been driving all day, you know. It's hard on the back.
I quit being an asshole today.
But so I went ahead and that following day, I was like, you know what? I just shit all over it. I've never tried it before. I'm going to go ahead and do it. No, I'm not going to be gay. I'm going to do this anonymous app. Basically, Saraha, it's an anonymous app. It's for social media. It can also type in with your Snapchat, your Facebook, and all these other cool things. I've got, and see, I went in with low expectations. I mean, I did.
That's every time.
I put just like she does. She just goes in, oh, this is going to suck.
It's going to suck.
But, you know, I'm a firm believer in don't knock something until you try it.
True.
So,
true.
Anyway, I tried it, and I expected to get a bunch of hate mail, a hope of shady stuff. Dude, I'm impressed. It was not bad. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying, you know, I suggest it for anyone, but I got a lot of good feedback. Made me feel good. A lot of people telling me, hey, you're a good guy, or hey, this, you're so funny, well, this and that. Good, I like your podcast. So I got brownie points for you because somebody threw out the podcast.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, obviously, I surround myself with a bunch of sarcastic people, so I had a few people fucking with me, and put a couple of weird shit, and I was assuming it was probably Arlo messing with me, because he's that kind of guy.
No, because I don't have one, so.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to have the app. All you have to do is click on the link. I shouldn't have told you that.
Oh, it is on, man. I was going to be getting on there talking shit to you all the time.
Right?
That is too awesome, dude. I didn't even know I could just sit there and badmouth.
Yeah, yeah. You just click the link. You don't have to log in. You don't have to download it or anything. So
you have the app, right? You got an account made with that, right?
Well, to see, yes, yes.
What's it called? Saraha?
Yeah, Sarahah.
So did you leave any creepy messages?
No, I don't leave creepy. As per our last conversation, you kind of helped me understand that no matter how good your intentions,
it's creepy
inboxing people. So no, I didn't leave anything creepy. I sent a What's few okay? things. I mean, I did send messages to my friends, but they were all positive. There wasn't anything like, "Oh my God, you're so hot," or anything like that. It's like, "Hey, you're a good person." You know, whatever. Because that's the whole point of the thing initially. Is
yeah, I got you. I got you.
From most of my friends, though, most of my friends had the exact same experience, which is totally different because I have zero faith in humanity.
I don't do anymore.
You know, I'm a firm believer that if did you ever see that movie White Blind? Or it was Mark Ruffalo and I'm trying to think of her name. Is Tom Cruise's ex-wife Nicole Kidman?
Okay.
Or I think it was Nicole Kidman. Anyway, in this movie, the whole world goes blind all of a sudden. It's just like a sweeping virus or whatever. Everybody gets it. Well, they start, as it breaks out, they put everybody into concentrations and confinement, whatever. Quarantine. There we go. Okay. Set up quarantine sites. And basically, the whole point of the movie, and it's a really good movie. Y'all should go watch it. It's how quickly you society degrades to like its most disgusting forms once you feel like you can get away with anything. Okay. So like there's guys like robbing other people because they know they can get away with it.
And everyone's blind?
Yeah.
So it's the blind robbing the blind.
Well, the people that was blind, there's a guy that's in it that was already blind. So he's like a god,
like
to
a
him.
Ninja.
Right, because he's been living with this his whole life. He already, so he's like running the joint, right?
Is this movie out like in theaters or on DVD?
I think it was like 20 years old.
Damn.
Look up Mark Ruffalo, something blindness. I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
I have no clue. But it's freaking nuts. Do what?
It's worth watching.
Yes, it's worth it. Good acting. It's a good story. It just never really did anything in theaters. It's pretty messed up, too.
It's pretty messed up. I mean, I'll check it out. And y'all should check it out. What's it called?
I'm going to look it up. But
he don't remember what he's talking about. He just remembers the movie. He don't even remember the movie title.
But my point is like, I know how people get whenever they know that they can get away with anything. They can say anything they want. No one will know who said it. So basically, their true feelings come out. And so this kind of an app kind of affords people that window to tell all their friends, people they call friends, tell them anything they wanted to know. So like if dude stunk, you can, hey, you're a nice guy, but you stink. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you go to any company where they have a suggestion box and open that suggestion
box. So that's what this basically is, a suggestion box for the world.
Actually, I did some research because, of course, I'm a nerd. I'm that kind
of
guy.
Of course.
That's how it started out, is they wrote it for companies so that they can have this app and they can sign their people up for it. And then they can just click on this link and go in and leave a suggestion. I love this company. I love my job. I love these people over here. Somebody keeps leaving the toilet seat up, or somebody keeps eating my food out of the fridge. Management sucks, or you know what I mean? But it just kind of caught fire on Facebook, and it's become a big social media movement.
And you know, I absolutely hate it because I'm going to tell you what the fuck I think.
Yeah.
And I so just like that the third one I just dropped like in 5 minutes, so it's probably a rated R now because I am the rated R superstar, not Edge. But anyways, well, back to the subject.
The name of that movie is just called Blindness. And it's Mark Ruffalo, Blindness. It's freaking... It's messed up. It's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut or American Beauty.
Eyes Wide Shut, so it's about swingers?
No, I'm just mean it's like demented.
So there's
like
a bunch of sex in it?
There's a little bit of sex in it, but it's not like... What I mean is, it's stuff like you watch it, and it's like that puts that seed in your head, and you're like, man, that's really fucked up. Oh, that's really messed up.
I got you.
So, but yeah.
Anyways, back to your Sarah Hogg experience. Yeah. So I'm a guy that's going to tell you to your face. And that's
for sure.
I don't see how it's that hard.
Yeah.
If I hate you, I'm going to tell you I hate you to your face. If I love you, I'm going to tell you I love you to your face. If I anything, I'm probably going to tell you.
But see, you do it in a way that's not insulting.
This is true.
I mean, we joke about things like that.
This is true.
In today's day of society where everyone is hypersensitive, mm-hmm. like everything's an attack. You can't give anyone constructive criticism without being an attack on their character.
People just cry about shit all the time anymore.
And then on the flip side of that, you have also got a sad amount of people that have absolutely no tact. They can't say things without it being an insult. No, you know, you can't just go up and tell anyone, dude, you stink. You need to go get some deodorant or something like that. Or they'll say it like in public in an embarrassing way rather than, hey, man, let me holler at you a second. Hey, just so you know, man, you're rocking the BO a little bit. You might.
And you know, I don't
watch it.
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
To me, it's just a bunch of chicken shit way of hanging out behind a keyboard again.
Yeah.
To tell people, oh, I hate your guts. I want to punch you in the face. Oh, okay, but you're not.
You know, the sad thing is, I would think that I would be a better target for that kind of stuff because I usually don't get bad feedback from people. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying I'm the perfect person because I'm far from it, but I'm pretty genuine. I mean, I'm kind of like you were saying. If I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say it publicly or in a way that's going to embarrass you.
And you know, what gets me the most about that? About that app.
Yeah.
Is, you said it, you know, it's kind of like a public suggestion box.
Right.
Like I said before, I absolutely just believe that, like I said, it's just a chicken shit way of people telling you.
Yeah.
If I got an issue, I was going to be like, look, dude, Adam.
Yeah.
I hate your guts.
Right.
We should just throw down the parking lot. Me and you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And I mean, it's, I don't know, dude. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous.
What I expected is I did eventually see towards the latter part of this week, because this week was the big week for it. This was the week that most people that I've seen really started trying it, and I had nothing but good feedback. I had like one that was kind of but it was valid, and I took it as it was meant with a grain of salt, and I'm a very reflective kind
of
guy.
Of course.
But I saw a couple of people that are genuinely nice people, and people just shit all over them. And one of them...
It sucks.
And they reeked of jealousy.
Of course.
Like, one of my friends, she's mid-20s. She's young. She's an attractive girl. And it was just a lot of people bitching, saying she loves attention or she's just doing shit for attention and all this stuff.
Dude, that's like, the one that irritates me the most.
Right.
When they... when these poor girls get up there and the first thing they get is dudes saying, oh, you're just doing this for attention. You're stroking your ego. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, we've got our first phone call, I believe.
Hey. Hey, I hear that ringing. That's kind of cool.
Hello, caller. You are live on the AA meeting. Who are we talking to?
This is Dawn.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
Hi. So, about this Anon app, you guys are still talking about that, right?
You bet.
Absolutely. Okay. We can talk about whatever you want
to. I'm an admin for a couple of Facebook groups.
Uh-huh.
One of our groups is, at one point, we were up to 20,000 people. Facebook is so nice, and they keep deleting us, but every time they delete us, we like come through and we add more people, you know, we add people back and whatever. So, since our 20,000 people, a couple of people have broken off and created their own groups, and there's a lot of people out there that do not like me and the other admins of my group. So, you know, in all of our wisdom, we each created our little Anon group, or Anon app profiles and stuff, and so we posted our Anons on our page. And so... I would say of the 40-ish comments that I've received, in all honesty, I've only received like five that were just straight up nasty. One of them was like the worst. That was all that person had to say, was that I'm the worst.
Wow.
Of those 40, you know, one of them was a fake. One of them was acting like they were another admin and telling me how terrible I am. Mm-hmm. But then I confronted that admin and she was like, no, that's not for me. But
trying to start drama.
Right, right. There's a lot of people out there that like to start unnecessary drama.
Oh, way too many.
But I only sent out love. I have no interest in wasting my time sending out hate. If I don't like you, there's no need in wasting my time with you.
Great way to look at it.
The ones that I got that were just straight love, like, those really made my day. Mm-hmm. So then I went to my boss and I was like, hey, listen, you know, look at this app. You know, can we do this? So we've been doing it at my job, and I hope that it helps. You know, I hope it helps with my, you know, the way that my boss looks at us. And, like, people are starting to post, you know, they're starting to send him, you know, hey, can we fix this, or can this be different, or can you address that? And right. He seems to be very receptive of it.
That's awesome.
I think he was,
that's a smart way of doing
it. Right. And I think he was really afraid that he was going to get a bunch of hate.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, he's getting a lot of love, because we're all like, hey, you know what? You're a really great manager, but can you fix the garage doors and stuff like that?
So let me ask you this, if you don't mind. I'm not going to out you or anything, but how many employees estimate do you think the place you work is at? How many people who work there?
Well, I work for a hospital. I work for a large hospital.
Okay.
But in my department, there's like 70. I think there's 70. We just fired somebody. So there's 70 of us.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's a big field. I mean, this isn't like a small business or something where there's only like a dozen people.
No, no, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, you're kind of proving my point. Thanks, Don.
I absolutely love what you are doing with that. I mean, that is like the smartest way to... I never thought of that way. I just thought of it as someone just wanting to talk shit to me. Right. I never thought of it the actual...
way it should be used.
The way it should be used.
Right. And you know, the comments that I've received that were, you know, just straight stupid hate...
Of course.
Those people don't matter. I don't care about those people at all. But then the people that have sent me love, you know, they've also sent me like little comments saying... Or I've kind of like... figured out who they were. Uh-huh. So then I'll message them and I'll be like, hey, was this you? You know, and then I go and
you just
find
straight call
the
people
and
out.
So one of the other admins in my group, she really got beat up. Like, she has a lot of haters.
Yeah.
And she really got beat up.
Haters gonna hate.
See, I ran into that too. I had a really good friend. She's there. It's an individual. You either love them or hate them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of the kinds of people you can get along with anybody.
Uh-huh.
Then there's other people that they're either like really funny and they're like, oh, I really like this guy, or man, I can't stand him. Da 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 da. And right. This poor soul didn't get one good message according to them. And I felt really bad. And I kind of knew it was going to happen.
Well,
though.
I'm gonna put it this way.
Yeah.
I mean, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So did you get any weird, creepy messages? That's what that was.
That was my next
question.
Yeah.
Did I get any what?
Did you get any weird, creepy messages? That's a yes.
I had one where it was obviously from a guy, and he described what he wanted to do to me. And I was like, I screenshotted it, you know, and I posted it in the group, and I was like, why don't you give me a phone call?
Who does that?
You know, in a way, there are some people that are just really, I don't think that I'm hard to approach, but I guess some people are really intimidated by me.
Okay.
And so there have been some guys, you know, that I guess they're too afraid to hit on me for whatever reason.
And so instead of hitting on you, they send you these creepy anonymous messages.
But I haven't gotten any like, I want to stab you and kill you,
right.
You know, nothing like that. But I've gotten some that were, I got that one that was like, this is what I want to do to you.
Was it like that one caller we had, just, hey, can I interest you in some sex?
But, you know, There was one of my friends, she private messaged me, and she's like, you know, my husband hasn't gotten a single message. Will you send him a message? And so I was blasting him with some really creepy ones.
Oh, I don't know if that's sweet or horrible.
Now the true test. Did he come to you and say, hey, I look at these, what I got?
No, he did message me and say, listen here, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, okay. So he knew then.
Okay, I got,
yeah, he knew that it was me.
Oh, okay. My other question is, besides the husband, did you send any other creepy messages?
No.
That was a quick-ass answer. That's a real answer. No.
However,
you answered a lot quicker than I did.
What's the however?
However, Arlo, should you create an account, you go ahead and post that in my group.
I still will. I can't make one. I don't even know why to make. I don't even know where to go to make that one. Adam, shoot me the link and I'll make one.
Yes.
I thought that you couldn't, if you didn't have an account, you can't send somebody a message.
It depends. If you go into the app, I'm about to nerd out. If you go into the app, you go into the settings, and there's a switch on there where it asks if you want to allow unverified comments, unverified accounts, which you do that, and then anybody can come in. All they need is the link. They don't have to have an account, so that's technically unverified.
That's even creepier.
So I will say this. I know a couple of people that have lost friendships over this app.
Wow. See,
it's only how long has this app been out?
A week and a half?
It's already ruining lives.
I knew that was going to happen.
Somebody sent a message to somebody else, basically repeating. So let's say person A makes a comment to person B saying, we don't invite person C to hang out with us anymore because person C canceled. Mm-hmm. Person A did not say it in a negative way at all. Uh-huh. She was basically stating a fact. Well, then person B turned around and sent person A a anon, and it was negative. Like, it was super mean. So then it came back to person A, you know, C came back to A and was like, you know, what the F? Why are you saying this about me? Blah, blah, blah.
Fucking social media.
They just don't get the idea of anonymity.
That's what's wrong with
that
the world.
That also says a lot about your friendship.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The great stuff and all that.
That is true.
Just a burrito. Sorry, I'm ordering a burrito.
That's so awesome. That's so we got two firsts up here. We got two firsts. We got someone ordering food, and we had someone offering trying to get sex. I mean, this is the greatest show on earth right now.
But that also says a lot about your friendship. You know, if you can't say something to that person's face, you know.
That's not a friend.
Absolutely.
I cannot be. I got a couple that were like, you're so fake, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you must have sent that to the wrong person. I can't even be fake if I tried.
Right. That's what I was saying about my friend is she... I told her, I was like, why do you have... it sounds like you need to clean out your friends list. I don't understand how you can have that many people that can call you... that you're calling friends, and then you just get bad-mouthed by everybody you gave the link to. To me, that just means... you go ahead.
And I knew that there was going to be... I knew people were just going to send out hate. And that's why I decided that I'm not going to waste my time sending those that I don't like hate. I'm going to send out love to people that I know are going to get hated on. Like my friend that got bashed.
Yeah.
You know, I sent her several messages where they were simple. You know, you're beautiful. You can do better, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I tried to build her up because I knew she was going to get
better. That's awesome of you, though. That's what the app is for. It's supposed to be constructive criticism and compliments and inspire people. But for the most part, go ahead.
I will say, you know, since a couple people sent, well, two people sent me, and I think it was the same person who sent them to me, was saying that I was fake, it really made me look at my own life, and I was like, okay, am I really fake, or... And then I came to the conclusion that there's no way that I could possibly be fake. Like, my facial expressions give me away every time.
Dude, I'm the world's worst liar. I cannot... I can't tell a good lie. I suck at it.
Right.
Hey, if the masses are telling you you're amazing and one person's hating, that the masses are usually right.
Exactly.
Right. So I don't ever listen to the one or two or two dozen out of the 5 million people that love me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Out of my 40-ish comments, I get maybe five, and one of them was fake, and the other one was simply the worst. Then you know what? I'm doing okay.
Right.
Hey, what's up?
And I'm a firm believer in, if you don't like me, that's not a Don problem. That's a you problem. It's exactly. None of my business why you don't like me.
Touché.
That's your problem.
Exactly.
So.
That is. Well, Don, we appreciate you calling so much, especially you're our first caller on the new number, so we hope the sound quality was good. Could you hear us okay?
Yeah, Arlo's a little hard to hear, but I can hear you well.
All right. Well, you got the one that mattered, so.
Got that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Don. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to like and share our podcast. We help us get the word out.
Of course. All right, you boys have a nice night.
Yeah, you too. So thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. That's awesome. I always love it when we get a call.
Hey, Junior Moore, if you're still watching, man, call in with that question.
That's right. Our phone number is 918-973-0377. We are taking phone calls and text messages. Or if you got a big old long story or you don't want to talk, maybe got to order a burrito or something.
Exactly.
Shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We love feedback. And it doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Anything that's on your mind, we'll go there.
What's up, Steph and Zeke? But you know, my buddy Junior Moore just put up. He said, "What's your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick?"
Yeah, that's right. He's in the news. He's not all the way out of talks for future. I mean, he's still.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if the Jets signed him or not this week. I know the Jets were looking at him hard this week.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I don't know. I don't agree that he. I don't agree with what he did, but he didn't do anything like. Berto, what can you not hear? Berto's saying he couldn't hear the conversation. I missed the convo since I couldn't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
Man, I've been having a lot of issues with this phone thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's also kind of the Facebook Live thing. We try to get that in there, but we're still working it out.
Yeah, we're still trying to get kinks out. So if you can't hear anything, just shoot us a message. Let us know.
I got some knobs I'll twist over here and some settings to adjust. You know,
back to the Colin Kaepernick thing, dude. Yeah. I don't agree. Steph just said she can hear fine.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick, I don't agree with. I don't think it should get him out the league because the kid could ball.
Right.
He's probably 100 times better than most of the backups in the league right now.
Uh-huh.
He's potential to be a starter. People can bash him and say whatever they want. I don't agree that he took a stand to promote people to be against police officers, to be against military. You know, that he's taken stands against some serious, you know, people who defend us and people who watch over us. I can't agree with that. I just can't. But do I think he needs to be at the league? No. The kid can play.
Right. Berto
said the phone call combo was not heard on Blog Talk.
Well, SOB. Well, if you didn't hear our phone call, this video will be on YouTube here after probably tonight, and the phone call and everything will be on there.
My buddy Tony Aguilar said, "Shout out to Skyler Green." We give that shout out for him there, Tony.
But like we were,
I cannot stop dropping this.
We damn phone. As far as Colin goes. My comment's twofold, okay? First of all, as far as what he said, what he did, he did for what he stood up for what he believes in. So, now, granted, I think there's a time and a place for everything.
Uh huh.
your personal, like, social media accounts, that's your opportunity to get your personal beliefs out there. If you want to put something on your uniform and your team allows it to stand out, that's fine. I don't like that he took a knee during the anthem or whatever it was.
I don't either.
But it's not that big of a deal to me. But, you know, I'm not a veteran. I've got family that's veterans.
I got tons of people that I know that are veterans, so it does bug me a little that he can do that in front of those, you know, type of people.
Right.
The police issue, yeah, I don't know, man. I know a lot of great officers, so I can't never bash police officing.
We got a text message in says he's a good football player, but a PR nightmare.
And exactly.
That's pretty much what we're saying. We agree with you.
Nah, Zeke, the reason y'all can't see Adam in the camera is because I got to use it upright so I can see the questions. If I turn the camera long ways, the questions don't roll through. He is a PR nightmare. Absolutely a PR nightmare. You know what else, man? My boy Junior Moore here said, freedom of speech, not always free. I can't agree with that because the dude made millions and millions of dollars last year. So there.
Well, and we got to think, we are paying, they may be pro athletes, but they're still people. Mm-hmm. And you give person more power and influence, you have to also deal with it. Now, his team has the right, and I'm sure it's in his contract, that if he violated, like if they had something, you have to act a certain way, like a behavioral clause or whatever, then they have that right, and they have the right to have that opinion. The other part I was going to point out to that is a lot of people have this delusion that the freedom of speech applies to everything when it doesn't. The freedom of speech, I almost jacked up, and Arlo's, look at Arlo's face right there. The freedom of speech only protects you from the government. In your whatever you say, whatever you wear, whatever however you pray, whatever. It's only the government. So you can't really use that, well, it's a free country, he has the freedom of speech. Because that's, you know, well, it's not necessarily true.
My boy Junior said, but now he's out of the league. I don't think
he's not, though.
He's not completely out. I mean, he's not. He don't have a job.
He's teamless.
Somebody will.
He's not done.
Somebody will sign him. But here's the thing. The dude, the reason he's not got a job because he sucked also last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he had like two completions, or I don't know how many. It was like 10 or under completions in like a whole game.
Okay. One thing I didn't understand about that. Now, was he playing that way? Was his contract set to end?
No, he signed a huge contract. They just cut him. So, I mean, they took a hit probably, you know, cutting that big of a contract off the
cap. Okay.
Off the
That's cap. What I was going to say is if he was sandbagging just to get off the team.
No, Lord, no. He had a big contract after the year he took him to the Super Bowl. The other thing I'm getting at is everybody wants to make this out to be that he did it based on that.
Yeah.
I can't 100% agree. Now, if he'd have put up Tom Brady numbers and won a Super Bowl and they cut him after that, yes, then that was the issue.
Right.
But how much stuff are they going to put up with you, no matter who you are?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not putting up wins. Now, if he was stacking, if he was, you know, putting up 4,000 plus yards, you know, 27 to 35 touchdowns, you know what? I bet he'd still have a job.
Right.
I mean, I hate taking anything into a race war because that's what people want you to teeter into.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm going to say, look at his stats.
It's a controversial issue for me.
And Jeff, you said if Cam Newton took a knee, he's still in the league. Cam Newton didn't. You can't say hypothetically when it don't happen.
Right.
Because you don't know what happens. You can sit here and say your opinion, but until it's actual factual evidence, then until that point, you can't say, well, if so-and-so did,
well, and
you
there's,
don't know.
There's also a variety of factors, variables that come into play, such as Colin Kaepernick, he's of a certain ethnic background. He plays for a certain team. Colin Kaepernick is not the same as, say, like you said, Tom Brady. Now, if Tom Brady took a knee, there would be different groups that would be angry for different reasons.
Exactly.
So it just, it, you have to take it person by person rather than the action.
And people, everyone's saying it's because he did it. It's because I'm looking at the kid's stats.
Yeah.
I mean, is he better than some of the backups? Yeah, he'll be a backup somewhere before season starts.
Right.
I bet that. If he ain't a backup before the season starts, he'll be a backup by week two or three. Guarantee that. He won't be making that $100 million contract, which is probably going to upset everybody because they're going to say he deserved it because he took a knee. I don't care. I go off stats. You can sit here and say, this is what people say, this is what people think. I'm going to sit here and tell you the reason he ain't got a job yet is because of his stats.
I think my final thought on that topic is basically, it is what it is. When you step up on the soapbox, you have every right to put your opinion out in any way that you are allowed to. If you break the rules will come down on you. Other than that, what happens to you once you put yourself in the center of attention, that's on you. He knew the risk when he did that. He knew what he was doing when he did that. It wasn't just him overcome with emotion and he did it because he felt a certain way all of a sudden. He thought that out. He knew what he was doing, so he can't bitch at the fallout.
My boy's saying no other franchise player taking that knee or any coach. Was he really a franchise player? They gave him franchise money, but heck, they've been putting him at backup since the year before.
Right.
I mean, you can't sit here and just say, oh, he's a franchise quarterback. Franchise quarterbacks do this over and over and over and over repeatedly.
This wasn't his first social stunt either. This isn't like, oh my gosh, he just all of a sudden now he's getting.
And you know what?
He's been active.
What irritates me the most about this whole situation,
right,
is do I agree with standing up for what your opinion is? No. Right. If that's his beliefs, he should be able to represent it. I will say that.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to do, he should be able to stand proud to what, or kneel proud, whatever his beliefs are.
Right.
That's America.
Right.
But the thing that irritates me the most is how much good things he does.
Right.
He donates to charities. He gives to, you know, he does a million other different charities that benefit people. But none of that gets mentioned because all they want to do is focus on a negative and try to divide and separate a nation over one man trying to make a point of his beliefs.
Well, and this is just like, this is the way people react. The sheeple, if you will. People got mad at the league because the league didn't do anything. He didn't break any league rules.
No.
There's no rule that says you have to stand. Nope. It's a matter of respect. It's a non-verbal, hey, this is what we're going to do, and you're expected to do it. But there's no rule that says you have to, so they can't act on it.
Yep.
But with that said, you know, he put himself out there and he got what he got.
My final thought on it is, of course, everyone wants to scream, he don't have a job because he's taking that knee.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it this way, man. He ain't got a job because he ain't done crap when he got that $100-something million contract. Is he better than most of backups? He is better than most of backups. But with that said, I mean, he still don't have a job because as a starter, he's going to come in wanting to be the starter.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be.
Look at Tim Tebow, though. Let's go the flip side of it. Tim Tebow was equally outspoken, but it was about something he believed in. It wasn't controversial, but he still lost his status as well.
Exactly.
And
you know what's bad is I always tell people Tim Tebow prayed his way out the league.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
So I don't think Kaepernick really cost himself anything. It's not like this is an isolated incident. I mean, you know, we've seen the flip side, and the more you put yourself out there, the more it kind of gets you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got another text message that says he's better than half the starters. Well, this is probably true as well.
I don't think he's better than half the starters.
Yeah.
I mean, feels better to have the starters. They would have done a little better last year when he was playing and the year before. But I think all it was he came in, snuck in, caught the league by surprise with his athleticism and his arm.
Yeah.
He has a pretty good arm on him for the kid, doesn't he? He's pretty fast and athletic. So I think he just caught a lot of people by surprise in that run with the Niners to get him into the Super Bowl against the Ravens.
Yeah.
But after that, everyone kind of figured him out.
Well, I mean, it's not.
And they realized the pistol wasn't going to work the rest of their life, the pistol offense.
Well, I think athletes, if you want to be a role model, inspire people. If you want to come out on social issues, that's fine too. But really, you're there. Once you're in the league, once you're at work, you should be focused at work. And that's just kind of where I'm at. He needs to put all that stuff behind him. It's game time. I mean, he's absolutely not getting paid to make a social. He's getting there to play the game. So play Touché. The game.
Touché. I agree 100%.
Yeah. But speaking of football, did you see one of the players from the Giants just got busted with like 20 pounds of weed? I think it was the Giants. I can't remember the player's name. I just saw that the other day.
That's funny. No, I didn't see nobody getting busted with 20 pounds of weed. But I'm working all day now, so I never catch anything.
You had a funny headline. And I want to see, what's this about reptiles?
We were talking about reptilian people at the beginning before the show started. I said, we're going to talk about reptilian people.
What the hell are you?
Go YouTube. You can YouTube it. Type in reptilian George Bush. Type in reptilian.
Yeah.
Type in reptilian people George Bush, and it's going to show. Where I don't know, I think it's such BS, but I don't know why I just got it and it started kept intriguing me. And there's a guy, I can't remember the dude's name to save my life, but there's like a million books this guy's wrote about reptilian people that live in the middle of the earth. I mean, some of it was decent. They were talking about these reptilian people that live in the center of the earth, but they come out and take the shape of people. And they said George Senior was a reptilian.
Read my lips.
And the video is like, look, his eyes are changing. It just looks like you can look in my eyes right now and see the reflection of a light.
Oh,
that's all it really looks like. And they're like, his eyes. No, it's not. I can see a reflection right now in this camera. That my phone. You can see the reflection of that light. And these people are sitting there saying that this is a reptilian person.
Maybe that's what was up with my lips the other day on the camera, and my lips are turning beet red.
That might have been it. You might have been a reptile, man.
I may be like
you might have been. You know, it's funny. It's funny when I look back at that. It goes in like they go in super in depth about this theory. Like they're talking about how
is that it? What you're.
Yes.
What I found is it's a book called Children of the Matrix by David Icke.
That's the guy.
Isn't Icke a disease that fish get?
Maybe he is a reptile.
Maybe he's a whistleblower.
He could be trying to get the word out. Kind of like
and he's mad because George Senior screwed him over, and you know, passed him up on that promotion.
The first thing I thought of when I looked at this book, or when I looked at these videos, was I was like, "What the fuck is that? Am I watching? Well, am I still watching this? First of all, but then I said, maybe it's like that old Rowdy Roddy Piper movie, They Live, and I'm going to put on some glasses one day and start seeing everything for the world like it's supposed to be.
Wow, you guys really have to Google this, man. This is nuts. Thousands of years ago, the reptilian beings from the constellations of Orion, Sirius, and Draco.
I will say the one thing that made it interesting was they talked about that nobody knows. It's only theory.
Okay.
Nobody knows because it's only theory. If the center of the earth is really lava, molten lava, they just know that it gets hotter.
Of course it's not. There is no center. It's flat, isn't it?
Here's the thing I gave them fools credit for.
Okay.
They said... I can't believe I'm talking about this shit. I don't know why I'm talking about it. But they said, you know, no one has been to the center of the earth.
Hillary Swank has.
Well, I mean, yeah, but... I mean, that's, of course, movies, your favorite thing.
They're based in truth, right?
And here's the other thing. You know, they've only dug 12 miles deep into the earth, and all they find out is that it gets hotter.
Okay.
And they're saying it's hollow, and that's where these reptilian people live. Wow. I don't know why I'm still talking.
If you guys have heard about this. This is
what I do when I'm awake till 4 o'clock in the morning.
If you guys have read the book, or if, or even, let's hear your craziest conspiracy stories. Let's go down that rabbit hole. 918-973-0377. Once again, 918-973-0377. You can text or call, shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. That's the new conspiracy theory. I haven't ever heard that one before. Let me read this blurb real quick. I want to read it because just so people can hear what prepare themselves what they're getting into. Not physically, thousands of years ago, the reptilian beings from the constellations Orion, Sirius, and Draco intervened on planet Earth and began interbreeding with humans. Not physically, however, but rather through the manipulation of the human coding or DNA. Ick states that is no coincidence that humans have fundamental reptilian genetics with their brain.
Hey, what's up, Kara?
We've got a text in. It says Journey to the Center of the Earth is not fiction. Duh. Oh, Jules Verne.
Okay, so we're getting. I got my boy Tony giving a shout out to Preston and PJ Ossoway.
Okay,
but Kara Hinton's conspiracy theory. Michael Jackson is still alive. You know, I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to go on a little bit of a limb here. I'm going to say some things.
Okay.
So this week, you know, I started a new job.
Okay.
Me and a guy was talking conspiracy theories. I think that's where it all started. I started thinking of things. Not the Michael Jackson per se, but it could go along with Michael Jackson. We were talking about Elvis, because he's a huge Elvis fan, this guy is. Uh-huh. And he goes, you know, Elvis is still alive. I said, whatever. he's just being stupid. But this is going to go along with the Michael Jackson theory. So, he said, if I was Elvis and was faking my death to still be alive, he goes, I'd be in Vegas.
Okay.
I said, okay, why is that? He goes, there's so many impersonators there. You just blend right on in. You could just stand there with all, and everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, that's a Elvis Presley impersonator."
Right.
Same goes along with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Now, me and Kara did have this conversation about Michael Jackson still being alive, and Berto saying Tupac's still alive. He's working for the feds. I don't know about all that. All eyes on me, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But we had that conversation about how much money he had that he could, you know, build. You know, you need to call in because I can't remember that whole conversation. I remember it was something to do with that. He had so much money that, you know, he could literally hide the rest of his life.
Well,
I want to say she said it was like a closed casket that he wasn't even viewed. I mean, there's a little bit of leeway.
Elvis took a dump so big he died
from it. Did you hear that? You know that, right? In. He died on the shitter.
Man, I've got to say, I mean, I've had a few after, like, Taco Bell or eating something. Man, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. You stand up and you're like, oh, my gosh, my arm's all limp. My legs all
limp. Kara said he could pay off everyone involved, which technically he could because the doctor who prescribed him the stuff she was saying that was supposed to have been.
He broke off a hunk of burning love.
No, this is for the Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The doctor who prescribed him the meds that he OD'd on that they said he didn't need didn't even get malpractice suit, didn't even get, like, thrown in prison, didn't get anything.
The Michael, he got investigated.
Investigated ain't the same as getting screwed over.
Right. And that's, I mean, it's not uncommon for.
It does, I mean,
celebrities can farm prescription pills extremely easy. I mean, most look at Prince. He had like 12 doctors prescribed him 12 different things.
Touche.
That's what killed him. But, you know, speaking of celebrities and conspiracy theories, the big theory coming out now with Chester Bennington dying a couple weeks ago is that him and Chris Cornell were really good friends.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Cornell had made no secret that he was working on exposing child pedophilia, child molestation in the entertainment industry. Chester Bennington was molested when he was a child. And so the conspiracy theory is that those two were working together and had a little black book with a list of names, and then they both died within a couple months of each other. And so the wow. belief is that the ringleaders put a hit out on both of them.
Dude, that is crazy.
So that's one conspiracy theory for those two.
Okay, that's really messed up.
The sad thing is that's feasible, though. I'm not saying I believe it, but it's within the realm of possibilities.
It really is.
I mean, hell, look at Bill Cosby. everybody came out and he was TV's dad. I mean, everybody loved Bill Cosby, and apparently he loved them too when they were passed out. And then, you know.
My cousin Kim Brown said, it's the Illuminati all through your body.
That's another one. I mean, Illuminati's a big one. You know what conspiracy theory I get so sick of hearing is the chemtrails?
Oh, I do too.
I will never understand that one. That one.
We're about to just start our own Mythbuster show. We're just going to see if we can get sponsored. We just need to do that. See if we can find out all these answers. And I mean,
no thanks. I don't need to have a suicide right now.
Dude, trust me. They want to get real and raw. I'll get real and raw with them. You know what I mean?
I'm glad I got a bodyguard.
I pack heat wherever I go, baby. I ain't scared. I'm just saying, I'll answer questions later if someone tries to hang me in a hotel. Berto just said, dude, I'll join. Berto, let's go figure out how to make this show. Let's make a TV show. Let's see if we can really make a documentary show.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to. Yes.
Conspiracy busters.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find it. Like, I seen this one thing. Someone said, what is this? And, like, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is, dude. And exactly, Berto. We could also do paranormal investigations. The same. Berto, let's make this happen. I don't even know how it started. I'm going to call you after this show and see what we need to do.
Dude, I'm in.
Adam, you're out because you just said you didn't want to be part of it, that you don't want to do a suicide. So, out of here. Okay, you're in. But
okay, good, because I was starting to cry. I mean,
Kara, I'm not going down like that. She said it was nice knowing y'all. Trust me. These fools want to stay here. Is someone going to try to hang me in a hotel? Fuck no.
Hey, you know what? We've already got the podcast. I mean, we've got like a few hundred people who watch it.
So. Dude, like I said, dude, I will.
100 people's going to know the truth, okay?
Dude, I'm telling you right now. Like I said, I pack heat wherever I go. Wherever I go.
Oh, not to change topic, we are in Alaska, we're in Norway,
hey,
Mexico, and Brazil.
It's because I think I'm Mexican. Or is that Berto? Berto, is that your connections? Y'all dead. This is not talking like that. Who just says we're dead?
I think you were meant to put that in Saraha, not on the live feed. Yeah, we said that.
Let me put that on live feeds. Man, we get live. They're talking about we're going to be dead in a month. Nah, shit. I plan on living forever. So far, so good.
Yeah. Hey, it's all success till it ends, right?
Berto said, I told my cousin about y'all.
That's awesome. Dude, that's what's up.
Thank you, Berto.
Guys, anybody listening or anybody watching on YouTube,
not
please like, comment, share. Help us get the word out on social media. Share it. I'm sorry, we're not going to tame it down. So might throw a disclaimer of the language, but we don't get too vulgar. Nothing more than you see on that HBO during the day. So.
Exactly. I mean, I drop a lot of F-bombs, but my boy Vinny Paz always says that's just how he expresses himself.
True story. Because we're raw. That's how we like to do it.
Yeah,
so.
Rated raw right there, baby. You know how we do it. Arnold Jumper, rated R superstar, not Edge.
That'll be the shirt. On the front, they'll put your fine ass mom on the phone. On the back is rated raw.
Rated raw, baby. That's how we get it. Like how we eat our sushi, baby. Raw.
I'm going to make that graphic. I'm going to make it this evening. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, we're shameless. Shameless promotion. Speaking of, we are looking for sponsors, folks. If you got a business out there, if you've got a special event or something you want to promote, give us a holler. We'd love to work a deal out with you guys. We'll put a graphic there on the feed, make a commercial or something, throw in here. We do need sponsors. The better the sponsors, the better the production, the lesser these equipment hiccups. But that's crazy.
Hey, Kim and Berto, I appreciate y'all's share. They shared the video.
Oh, you guys rock.
But yeah, dude, I mean, we definitely need to see. I don't even know who we talked to about getting a conspiracy show. I don't know anything. Oh, and they're like, what's your qualifications? I'm not scared. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, it'd be dope, man. Just fly around the country and see if I can figure out stuff.
Holy crap, Arlo. It's already almost time.
What time? Are we only going for an hour tonight?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Never mind.
Oh, we started yeah, late yeah. tonight. So
forget me.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anywho, yeah. So the other big news, speaking of Raw, cue the Stone Cold music. Frank got some this week. Congratulations, Frank. You finally got laid. Did it take a line? Did you have to just keep asking her if she'd care for some sex? She said, you know what? Sex sounds pretty good right about now. Or was it, you know?
Did you have to do anything special? I mean, did you have to butter it up? You know, butter her up? Just or was it just the proposition? I mean, Frank is quite the charmer. People don't know that.
I was going to tell how I do it, but that's kind of pathetic. So when I'm shameless, dude.
I just try to be cool, you know. That's
please, just, I need this.
I just try to be cool with my. No, I try to act like I'm super cool.
Yeah,
I don't always worry, but yeah. I mean, hey, shit happens.
Well, that's the funny thing when you get in a long relationship for a long time, they know you. So like when you're trying to be slick or something, like, what do you want? You know what I want.
God, I never thought of that, dude. You know, I got
your tricks don't work as much, man. You got to stay fresh. You got to keep them coming.
You know, I got laughed at when I got asked how long was my longest relationship, and I was like, what I considered long term. I was like, I don't know, 5 months, and they're like, what? I was like, that's the longest one I can remember. Worst 5 months of my life. I was like, bitch, I want those 5 months back.
Dang, oh. Dropping bombs, blew his phone off the table.
I was too, man.
See, like, folks, shit. This is why I had to put our microphones in these fancy arms, because Arlo kept trying to drop the mic. So
drop the mic and walk off, you know, that's how we do it, like a home run in baseball, baby.
Oh, Frank found the golden key into the basement door. He gave her a foot massage, and the panties dropped.
Dude, massages always work.
Congratulations, man. Hey, cheers to you.
You're
dude.
A smart man, Frank. Here we go. Cheers to you, brother. Hey, anybody else out there? Anybody else get some and got some secrets to throw out there? Go ahead, shoot us a text. You can be anonymous. You can stay anonymous.
Shoot, yeah, throw that out there. What lines work on your signature? We do a lot of talking about like game and stuff in the bar.
That's true.
We talk a lot about
picking that is up true.
You know, how do you pick up your significant other, the person that you've already been in? I mean, mm-hmm. you're living together. You're married. You're long term. You guys are already there. So how do you how do you impress those who you've already wooed?
Hey, so, Birdo, I'm gonna give you a call when the show's over. Birdo said I have a perfect idea for the show. We gotta talk soon.
Awesome. But yeah, shoot you out. Send us that message. Not included.
You wouldn't have been all a chicken right. shit.
Killing your mic.
There's two mics right here. I slide right over beside you, big boy.
Yeah, I got the mic. He's got the live feed. Damn it. That phone number is 918-973-0377. Call or text. Let's hear how you woo your wife or woo it.
You know what's funny, though? Yeah. Was, like I said, you'd have been included if you would have been a chicken shit right out the gate. He said, right. No!
Hey, at least I'm up front. All right, I don't need an anonymous social media app to tell you, hey, guys, I'm kind of afraid we might get killed.
Well, you know what's funny? I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say I've dodged death, but I've dodged death. I've dodged death 5 times. I've gotten shot at 5 times.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I've never told you all those stories.
I've never heard of this story. I thought we were here, man.
We are, but that stuff runs deep, man. That's something you don't get used
golly.
To. Yeah, I've been shot at 5 times. I've dodged, like, I don't know how many on wrecks, dude. I almost flipped my truck. I don't know how many times being an idiot. And it never flipped. So I don't know, man. I don't think these conspiracy motherfuckers want it. I get caught up in that talking, man. They just keep dropping. But
you're not exposing the right people, man.
What they want some, tell them get some. Shoot. Mama Jumper didn't raise no fool, man. She didn't raise no chicken. Arlo Jumper don't go whistling by graveyards, baby. I'm talking loud, walking proud. Standing tall through anything and everything. All day, every day. That was my WWE promo, right?
I was about to say, dude, I love it when you get in the zone, because, man, once you start getting that flow going, you're just, man.
It's just flowing, baby. That's what I do. I'm like a poet. I'm like Ali, you know?
Careful, folks. He's about to start licking those lips and throwing out some LL Cool J lines here in a little bit.
I'm like... Yeah, put your fine ass mama back on the phone.
We just got another text message. On a serious note, which fight should I buy, McGregor and Mayweather or Triple G and Alvarez?
If you want a shit show, buy the McGregor Mayweather. If you want a probably a
legit show,
a boring, overpriced, overhyped. You know they haven't even sold out yet.
Which one?
McGregor Mayweather.
Really?
And Canelo and Triple G's already sold out? What's up, Pam?
McGregor, when they just released their Showtime bit. Their promo bit.
Their All Access.
Yeah.
I need to catch episode 2. It was on this past Friday. I caught the first one. And you know what's funny about their All Access? Here's why I'm going to bash it a little bit. What's funny, I hope something happens and I'll tell y'all because I'm bashing it anyways. But... you know what's funny about it is I watched the first episode of the All Access, and in that first episode, exactly, Tony, my boy Tony Aguilar said, tickets too high, got to be a high roller, exactly, extremely high roller. But the funny thing about the All Access I watched, it didn't show any of Conor roasting Mayweather.
Okay.
All it showed was Floyd acting like an idiot.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so stupid. This is like everything I watched already on Facebook, all the press conferences. That's all it was, the first episode.
Wow.
And I was like, this is so stupid. It's not even showing Floyd getting roasted. And at the very end, it says, wow.
The text says that tickets are $3,000 a piece. $3,000 a effing piece is what the text message is. Attendance.
Yeah, I've done dropped like 700 F-bombs, so you could probably throw one more. It's not going to hurt anybody.
I'm trying.
But anyways, and what's funny is, so I was like, why is it just showing Floyd just running around acting like an idiot? At the very end, it said, executive producer, Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, why even have this show? Yeah, it just tells me what the fight's going to be.
Where I'm at, I think they're giving away the best part of this show for free.
Exactly.
And that's exactly where I'm at.
The fight's not going to be worth it.
No.
The fight is so not going to be worth it. Back to the question at hand. If you want a fight to buy, go buy the Triple G Alvarez. That fight right there has potential to be fight of the year. Yeah. I mean, because you're going to have two guys that don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're going to stand right there in front of each other. Right. Both of them are heavy-handed. Both of them move good. Both of them hit hard. I still... And that's a toss-up fight for me, man.
You know, for me, I think...
Which fight, Kim? Which fight do you think?
To answer your question, on my opinion on your deal there is I have to agree with Arlo. I say bet on the McGregor-Mayweather fight. That's a better bet.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Triple G Alvarez.
Absolutely.
And just watch the entertainment for the Trip Mayweather stuff leading up to it, because it's not even a real fight.
And you know what gets me is people's like, oh, you're welcome boxing. For what? You're welcome MMA.
Yeah.
You're welcome MMA, because until
you're then, welcome Dana White.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Before that, you never saw Showtime giving y'all an All Access. Mm-mm. You know, before Floyd Mayweather and McGregor, you never saw any UFC fighter getting any UFC fighter getting $100 million payday. Yeah, you're welcome, UFC. I mean,
we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Bisping's getting overshadowed. Mm-hmm. GSP's returns getting overshadowed.
Heck, the John Jones and Cormier fight was overshadowed of it.
So it's not even really you're welcome UFC, because I mean the biggest relevant fights in months is taking a place right now, and exactly. No one's even talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah, Kim, my cousin Kim said McGregor and Mayweather, who do I think is going to win? Mayweather, hands down.
Yeah, Mayweather.
12-round decision.
Unless he just gets incredibly lucky and just lands a
prayer shot. And what's funny, you know, this week Floyd posted out about tell Conor he can wear we'll wear 8-ounce gloves. You know, it's a sanctioned fight. He can't wear 8-ounce gloves.
So that's
because
a safe
of the
threat.
Weight. Yeah, because so he can sit there and run his mouth all he wants, like, and then look like an idiot when you get people that know what they're talking about, because it's a sanctioned fight. And at that weight class, he can't wear an 8-ounce glove. He has to wear a 10-ounce glove. So, I mean, that's the other part that's getting me, man.
See, we were going to talk. I messaged you earlier in the week. We were going to have you bring
those two gloves.
But I mean, like you just said, if it's not, if he couldn't, if he wanted to, then it's just all kind of moot.
Exactly.
But you know, it's also kind of like the same thing as high school kids did. You know, well, you think you're that big coming whip my butt, knowing full well that they can't come over. So
exactly. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man.
I'm just over it, man.
I am too. You know, and like I said, if y'all want the real fight, watch
Triple G.
Watch Triple G Alvarez. I did see this week though, and I hate keep going back into it, mm-hmm. but Paulie Malignaggi, who was Conor McGregor's sparring partner,
mm-hmm.
quit after.
Yeah, that's how you got your new job, right?
Exactly. Oh, I put McGregor. I'd stay his boxing style. People's gonna be like, "Oh no, you couldn't." Or, "Yeah, right. Yes, I would."
Yeah.
And then I'd say, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
Knock him the fuck out.
He wouldn't know what to do, man. I like that motherfucker like 4th of July. At least I think. I mean, don't get me wrong. That dude be in 10 million times better shape. But I see every punch. He does this every time. Again, picks some elbows up. Chicken wings him. I can see that all day, and I ain't fighting 100,000 years. You know the thing with Paulie, Malignaggi.
We just got a text message asking Triple G or Alvarez.
Oh, okay.
Who do you got?
Well, let's go back to that. Triple G and Alvarez, man. You know, I'm a huge Triple G fan. And
yeah.
My heart's always going to say Triple G just because that's my boy. And I'm going to say Triple G in a late round stoppage. I picture both of them to get knocked down. I'm talking like 10th, 11th round stoppage. I'm going to go say Triple G, but in all actuality, if I really sat down and analyzed it, I'd probably end up saying
Alvarez,
because he's younger. Triple G in the last three fights, I've noticed he looks slower. I notice he looks a little... He don't look as sharp. He don't look as fast. He don't look as crisp. He's getting hit way more. And he's 36 years old. Canelo's like 27 years old. Just, you know, Father Time, man, is just catching up. Looks like catching up Triple G. The thing that's going to keep G in the fight is the fact that Alvarez will stand in front of him. And you stand in front of someone like Triple G, he's always got the chance to hurt you. Always going to, you know, take the chance to hurt you. But the thing is, And that's why they took this fight. Me and my buddy from Muskogee, Oklahoma, named Ty Pilgrim, had this. And Ty is a fight trainer. He has fighters all across the United States. And Ty said, "Oh, it won't happen for 2 years." And that makes me mad because people always say stuff like that. And I'm like, right. Man, fighting is not rocket science. You want to do it. Let's hook it up. F the politics. See, I'm trying to be nicer too. F the politics. Let's get it. That's what fight game is missing. When the best would fight the best instead of best waiting on the other best to slow down. And I've noticed in the last three fights, and I know they noticed, especially when he fought Daniel Jacobs. And Daniel Jacobs is a slick boxer, don't get me wrong. Daniel Jacobs is a slick boxer that can brawl. Daniel Jacobs is more of a boxer puncher, is what we call him. It means he'll knock the piss out of you at the same time and still be slick. And I know Canelo and them noticed that. And that's why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Triple G starts getting hit more. Triple G looks a little slower. Triple G looks like he lost a step. Oh, here we go. We're going to make this fight happen out of nowhere instead of 2 years from now.
Hmm.
So that's why they took it. My heart's going to say Triple G, but I'm sticking with it. Triple G, late round stoppage, 10th or 11th. Sorry, Berto. I know you all about Canelo. Berto just said Canelo. Put the Mexican flag
up. I've got to agree. I'm Triple G. I'm not 100%, but I'm bought into Triple G.
Yeah. Hey, Berto, can we still put in for that media on that one? I know you sent me that link, but I don't even know if I can still put in for it. Holler at me later.
But yeah, I've bought into the Triple G franchise. I want to see him be a big thing. I like his story. I like where he came from. He's He's undefeated, isn't he?
Yep.
So I love a good winning streak. So
well, and you know what else gets me with Triple G? I like the crap out of him, dude. The dude's just legit. He's a fighter. Mm-hmm. He was wanting to fight Floyd Mayweather.
He was.
And Floyd Mayweather said, like, Triple G's not a big heavy, not a big middleweight.
Yeah.
He's not a big 160.
Mm-hmm.
People like, people hate me for this because I call like I see it. I don't care. If you don't like the way I see it, you know, that's your opinion. I kept saying for years that Canelo Alvarez would never make it at 147 because that's where he started. Because the dude would blow up. As, like, he looked like just like a shriveled up prune when it was weigh-in time.
Yeah.
To make 147 pounds. Well, now he fights at 154 for the last like 7 years. Still looks like a shriveled up prune. And I said he needs to be like at 160, 168.
Right.
Just to be healthy. And he's when Triple G was calling him out, he's like, I can't make 154 or I can't make 160. 166. And I'm like, bull, shit, man. You, no, man, you can make it. Look at your body. You look like you're like 190 pounds on fight night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, mm-mm. And so now that Triple G looks like he's slowing down. Oh, now he wants to fight him. Oh, I can make 160 out of nowhere. Yeah, get out of here, man. Get out of here with all that. And that's, but that's why he'll probably win. I'm still going Triple G late round stoppage. What's y'all's opinion? Anybody out there still listening? Who y'all think? Who y'all thinking? Who you taking? Berto, I know you taking Canelo. But anyways, back to that McGregor and Pauly. So, you know, there was a picture that hit social media where Pauly Malignaggi was on the ground.
Right.
In the sparring, because he was sparring. He's sparring partner for Conor McGregor for the Mayweather fight. And in this footage, or not footage, but the picture, it looks like Conor just dropped him.
Right.
It looked like Conor has seriously just dropped him. Well, Pauly gets on social media and puts on, I was pushed down. Show the footage. I was beaten. It's not like he said beating his ass for 10 rounds.
Right.
Well, here's the thing I don't get. Everyone's like, oh, Pauly said he's doing this. Pauly also has all these pop knots all over his face. I mean, both his eyes got little goose eggs on them. And I'm like, I got you, man. He pushed you down, but you fell on your back, not your face.
Right.
I'm like, I want to see the footage, and I'm sure it's going to be...
Has that always been a thing amongst, like, big, like, oh, like, making excuses? Like, it sounds to me like an excuse. Like, he just, he got beat, and he didn't want to admit it. And so, I mean...
Pauly probably was best in him.
But, I mean, you didn't see... I've never heard Mike Tyson say any of that. Never heard Ali or... I'm trying to think of all the big names in boxing. I've never heard really any of the big names like to try to sit there and make those kinds of excuses or anything.
Well, you know, like I said, with Pauly and the Conor thing, I mean, it's... Do they make a lot of excuses? Pauly's problem is probably part ego.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude's got busted up eyes taking a picture saying, talking trash to Conor saying he whipped him for 10 rounds. Well, God, Conor's face don't look bad. Right. Yours does. Yeah, he might have pushed you on a... Mm-hmm. He might have pushed you and pushed you down or, you know, something. But still, man, I mean, that don't fix your face. I mean, he didn't fall face first. The picture's of you falling backwards.
Right. Speaking of falling, do you think... I saw in the news today that we've got a lot of boxers that are retiring this week.
Dude, tons of boxers are retiring.
Do you think they're all doing this on their own volition and it's just a coincidence? Or maybe the boxing world is cleaning house and wanting to let them save face?
No, I don't really think the boxing world's make, because no one really makes you retire.
Right.
And, like, Vladimir Klitschko started it. Vladimir Klitschko retired first. He sent a real cool text out, or sends a text to Anthony Joshua, saying, hey, I'm not going to fight. Good luck. I'm giving you the torch. I'm passing the torch on to you. Cool. Great way to do it. Super classy. Super classy way of doing it. Vladimir just knew he was 42 years old.
Right.
He gave one hell of a swan song for his last fight.
He's 40. He don't look 20.
That fight with Joshua, who is in his 20s, was one of the best heavyweight fights I've seen in a long time. It just sucks that that was his last one.
Right.
Because he put on such a great show in that one. Both of them did. Both of them knocked each other down. Klitschko got knocked down 3 times, but he knocked Joshua down once. I mean, he hurt Joshua bad when he knocked him down.
Right.
I agree. I like them both. It sucks that Vladimir, you know, didn't do it one more time to see if he did have it in him. But he said, you know, he took 2 weeks to see if he still wanted it as bad, and he said he didn't. So, I mean, when you don't want it, there's no need to go out there and get hurt. Because that's what would have happened. Then after that, Miguel Cotto said December 31st is the last day he'll be a professional fighter. Mm-hmm. And he's got one fight coming up. I think his last fight's coming up in, I think, end of this, somewhere around late this year, against some really nobody, which I think he should have fought some. I'm going to get to that here in a minute, because me and Berto was talking about the Cotto fight. But Cotto hasn't been the same since he fought Antonio Margarito, mm-hmm. the guy who put plaster on his hands, plaster of Paris, and should have got charged with assault. Yeah.
I never heard of that. So this isn't like Bloodsport or like Kickboxer. I can't remember which movie it was.
Where they dig the glass in.
Yeah. So, so he legit put plaster on his hands and then laced up and had an actual regulation
like fight. When the gloves came off, you could no one knows if he really used the plaster of Paris that night.
Right.
But he beat Miguel Cotto's face like looked like a piece of hamburger to me.
Like he had steel knuckles.
Yeah. And I always said Antonio Margarito never looked like he hit hard, but all of a sudden people were beat up.
Yeah.
Well, the night he got caught, he fought Shane Mosley a little bit later, and he was going through people left and right, just annihilating people, mm-hmm. hurting people. Well, Miguel Cotto was hurt bad. Like, his ego was crushed. His mindset was crushed. He's never been the same since he fought Margarito. He was going to fight Shane Mosley, and every time you go into a fight, as a in a pro fight, you go watch the other corner tape their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the other corner will watch you tape theirs.
Right.
Well, Nassim Richardson, great trainer from Philadelphia, was Cotto's trainer at the time.
Right.
Or Mosley's trainer at the time. And he watched, and I was watching that fight live.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was watching that fight live, I hear the word that the fight's going to be delayed because they got to retape Margarito's hands.
Oh.
And there's a controversy going on back there that he was trying to use plaster. And they still let him fight. Like, I'm surprised it didn't get called right then. I think because it was right then is why they let him go. But anyways.
Well, and they watched him. So, I mean, they rewrapped him. Everything was clean.
Yeah,
so.
But still, I mean, you try to be dirty right then. I mean, that's your suspension should have started right then. But that's a different story.
I mean, that's like if they saw the deflated footballs before he threw them. Right?
Exactly. So what I was getting at was Nassim Richardson watched Antonio Margarito's trainer take a spray bottle mm-hmm. and spray what looked like a wrap and then start wrapping his hands with it and then sprayed another one. And he's watching this, and he looks over at the commission and goes, why is he wetting those wraps? Because there's no reason to. You don't wet your wraps. You just use the gauze, and
it's not like it like helps them set better.
Yeah, no. Okay. You just take the gauze and wrap your hand up with it, and then they put the tape over it. Well, he's sitting there, and he asks him, "Why is he wetting those gauzes?"
Mm-hmm.
And they go to grab them, and they're already starting to harden.
Oh damn!
Yeah, but back to the Cotto story. That's where he got caught. Mm-hmm. In the Cotto story, when he takes his gloves off, there's a picture that Miguel Cotto used in this court case.
Mm-hmm.
He had the there's a picture of Margarito like holding up a number one or you know celebrating, but the wrap has a crack in it. The tape job has a crack in it. That don't crack.
So he marinated his wraps.
Yeah,
and the water activated.
And I'm like, wow. I was like, seriously, you're gonna sit there and. Really? And I mean, Cotto, I feel bad for Cotto, man.
That's like Tonya Harding's bodyguard saying, yes, you won, holding up the crowbar.
it caused Miguel Cotto his career.
Yeah.
Miguel Cotto, who used to be a terror, man, he was almost like a baby 147-pound Tyson.
Okay.
I mean, the dude would slick move through hard hooks, mm-hmm. would come at you. After that, he ain't fought the same, became a boxer. Because he didn't want to get in there and do the same thing. And right. I'll explain that here in a little bit. But he gets up there, and I felt so bad for Cotto that night because Cotto got hit one time in the corner and literally blood splatters on the camera behind it.
Wow.
Like, this is how bloody he was in that fight.
That's the stuff of movies, man.
We'll look up the montage for the end of it. It was such a brutal fight that HBO automatically made a montage of it. Wow. As soon as it was over. The people in the trailer outside recording all the stuff made a montage of this fight, of all the gruesomeness of it. And wow. one of them is him getting punched and blood splattering on the camera behind him.
Right.
The other one is right before the round that he quit,
right.
he's walking to his corner, opens his mouth, and blood just pours out.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like... He quit. That's what kills him. He quit in that fight because he couldn't do anything. And every time he was getting touched, it hurt horribly. And that's the hardest thing for him was that he...
Wouldn't that hurt the person wearing those wraps just as much?
Yeah, but I take my hands hurting over my face.
Right.
I mean, boxer. Well, let's say you use...
Because essentially, a boxing glove is padding, right?
Touche.
So, I mean, you go and punch a punching bag, uh-huh. it's not going to hurt nearly as bad as punching a brick wall.
No.
I mean, if you look at it, if I nerd out and you go velocity-wise, you know, you've got the momentum on mm-hmm. your hand, the momentum's moving with you. So, I mean, you're the arrow, not the target being hit by the arrow.
But at the same time, they're probably going, gauze, gauze, gauze. Plaster.
That's true. So because, he had a buffer. There.
Because you can put pretty much, as long as you don't go gauze tape, you can pretty much go with how much gauze you want, as long as the commission don't stop. Because Floyd Mayweather's got like bricks like this big of gauze on top of his hands because his hands are so messed up. So, I mean, you can pretty much put however much you want on there.
Uh-huh.
But Cotto rematched Margarito a few years later. Which was horrible, ended horribly for Margarito.
Mm-hmm.
Cotto beat him to his trainer, threw him in the towel.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't do anything to Cotto that night. Every time he hit him, it didn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
Cotto naturally bruises easy, and so he bruised a little, but he wasn't bleeding all over the place.
So it wasn't nearly the bloodbath.
But
I mean, it didn't look like a Freddy Krueger movie.
No, it didn't look like a horror movie.
Okay.
The crazy thing is you could tell the psychiatric problem it gave Cotto, because they were doing a face-off with Max Kellerman. Antonio Margarito looked at him and said, "Well, I'm prepared to die in there, or mm-hmm. you." Miguel Cotto said, "No."
Yeah.
He said, "What am I going to do, die for boxing?" No.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, right then he saw that little glimpse. He saw that little glimpse of that moment that you can die in there.
Yeah.
And it scared him. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't scare me either. I mean, shit, that's a scary moment. I mean, like I said,
well, especially when one of the guys got plaster of Paris on there.
Yeah, it's totally different, man. That's unreal different. I fought with a broke wrist, but that was different. I could still protect myself.
Yeah.
The guy that I was fighting was legit. He was straight up fighting, you know. Yeah. He had wraps, not plaster, on his hands.
We still got to get me in there.
Oh, we do need to get you in there.
So I was busy this weekend.
Yeah,
next
week, we're going to put Adam live on the AA meeting page.
You're going to see how pathetic my hits are, and I'm probably going to start getting mugged every time I go out to the bar afterwards.
Everybody's going
to
be like, look at that guy. We're going to rob his ass.
There's that big vagina. I seen him throw down.
and you know who else retired this year? This week was Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez retired this year, or this week as well. He was the third Hall of Fame boxer to retire. Marquez is going to be best remembered for his four fights with Manny Pacquiao, which the fourth one he starched him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he starched him, that was pretty much his swan song. He wasn't ever the same after that fight. But he got his revenge. I still say I thought Pacquiao won the first fight, but he fought him to a draw. Pacquiao won the next two. I still say Marquez won the third one.
Right.
But I'm not a judge. He fought him on the fourth one and horribly starched him. I mean, caught Pacquiao when Pacquiao jumps in, caught Pacquiao with a left hook that just put him to sleep horribly face down.
Yeah.
Marquez was a great fighter, and what I'd like to have seen was him and Cotto was talking about hooking horns.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, man, that'd have been a great swan song for them just to end it, let it go, and it'd be great, a great rivalry, which is Puerto Rico versus Mexico.
Right.
I mean, just a great for the sport, especially with those two Hall of Famers going to go at it, just not even for anything, just for country pride.
Right.
Which is way more than any championship. But, I mean, boxing ain't going to be the same without them three. Hey, you know it is. You know, that's how it happens, man. Everybody's got to retire sometime.
They are. We're getting about on our time, so we're about to have to retire for the night as well.
I'm about to retire, period. I'm tired of working. Until I wake up the next day and I realize the few $100 I got isn't enough to live the rest of my life.
Dude, I was about to say, I saw your Facebook feed. You look like you're killing it, man.
Yeah, so. I did good, man. I got a new job over at Studeville 4 here in Tahlequah. You know, come see me if anybody's looking for a new quality used or SUV, whatever you want to do. I did all right, man. I mean, I worked 4 days, sold 2 cars. I mean,
that's pretty good. We talked about it a couple weeks ago and the way things can be.
It is.
So go check Arlo out. He'll take care of you. He'll cut you a good deal. Also, since we're doing shameless promotion, guys, if you're in Tahlequah area and you've got a kid that needs a party or something, give me a call. I rent out bouncy houses. You can holler at me, 918-931-7100. I can also fix your cell phone. So like I put on my personal page, man, I didn't realize how busy I am, how many projects I've got. Let me fix your phone so that you can listen to my podcast while your kid's bouncing the bouncy house. You know, that's how we do. But for me, same time I always do, remember, folks, we are fishing for sponsors. Give us a holler. We can work something out. If you got a business or event or something you want to promote, you can shoot us. You can even text us here at our number, 918-973-0377. You can shoot us a text anytime during the week if you want to talk that, or if you just want to shoot us a question or comment for us to address on our next show. You can call in or shoot us a text message. Our email is aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Just look up AA Meeting Podcast. But as I do every week, I'm Adam, and I'm going to turn it over to my my co-host here for some words to live by.
Oh, man. You know, I don't even know what we kind of just covered a bunch of weird shit tonight, you know. Talked about reptilian people. We talked about... What else did we talk about earlier in the show? Conspiracy theories. Michael Jackson still alive. Elvis still alive. I don't even know what we're going to talk about here for a bunch of words. You know, I put a lot of stuff up on Facebook, so, you know, I'm just stealing one of those off there today. You know, I always heard, you know... We're gonna end it with a little softy here. You know, I always heard love is an untamed force. That when we try to control it, it ends up destroying us. When we try to imprison it, it ends up enslaving us. And when we try to understand it, it leaves us feeling confused and lost. Because the problem is we as people think we have to fill in the blanks. We think we have to understand everything. And I always got told that the best things in life aren't meant to be understood, they're meant to be felt. As goes with love, as goes with life. And when it goes to when I'm talking about going with love, I just say, just go with it, baby. Don't try to understand things. You'll end up overthinking it. So, like I always say, life's short. Live life passionately, like we always do about this time. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. Till next week, AA Meeting. We out.